This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Very grateful to have you in our audience. Thank you very much. Thank you to everybody in Bowman, North Dakota, Newtown out on the Big Lake, Rhett Erdman at Teddy's Residential Suites, Little Missouri Inn Suites, have those properties in Watford City and Newtown. He was right. The fish is... They're jumping in the boat. The fishing is just incredible right now. A lot of folks had a great day out there yesterday, so that was a grand time. And then over to Van Hook, and there was a traffic jam. I have photos up on Facebook. I think the first ever traffic jam in Van Hook, North Dakota. I'm telling you, it was unbelievable how many vehicles tried to get in there, and the folks were parking way up the highway, and oh my gosh, it was really something. But I couldn't help film the traffic jam in Van Hook, so I got a little video of that you can check out on our Facebook page. And but it was great to meet a lot of folks. The MyPillows are gone. They're gone. Absolutely. And that was, of course, the Oasis Petroleum MyPillow Challenge. You bring me somebody you know doing some good things. So we had somebody from Partial, and we had somebody on the Soil Conservation Board for Montreal County. I'm not going to say their names yet. I don't want to ruin it. But we had a big-time volunteer and a big-time member of the school board from Partial, and then also somebody from the Soil Conservation Board in Montreal County. And two separate individuals came up to me and said, I heard you talking about people that have the Be the Buffalo spirit, and I've got to tell you about these two people because you can't believe what they do. And I thought, wow, is that pretty cool? So good job, Energy of North Dakota. Good job, North Dakota Petroleum Council. Good job, Ron Ness, Tessa Sandstrom. If I start naming everybody, I'm going to be in trouble. But those two have been doing it for the longest and have a whole team around them that have taken it to another level now that's just incredible. So really do a good job. And those, just put those on your calendar when you first hear about it. We start talking about them months before they happen, but they're worth every bit of travel time and whatever little rearranging you need to do of your schedule. So it was a great time. We had a good time. Senator Kevin Cramer is going to be here in an hour. He will be here for a talk radio town hall that he has been doing for, what, are we going on 8 years now? I forget how long he's done this. Six as a member of Congress, a House member, and, of course, now coming up on 2 years in the U.S. Senate. It's pretty extraordinary, really, that one person dedicates an hour of their time that happens to be a member of the most esteemed body in the world, the United States Senate, one of 100. I just scratch my head sometimes and saying, wow, we are really lucky. So I always counsel folks who come up to me and talk about that talk radio town hall that we do and say, use it. You know, use it. He's here for a reason. And it doesn't have to be about the story of the day, right? This week has been dominated by President Trump's comments, where he doesn't even mention a couple of people's names, and all of a sudden everybody else decides, well, that's what he's talking about. And he says something really innocuous, if you ask me, which was, if you don't love this country, maybe you ought to leave the country. But said it in such a way, which Donald Trump can do, that caused a bit of a firestorm, and it's pretty much been the story all week. But it doesn't have to be, is my point. That's why this show's called What's on Your Mind. Fred from Wayne called the other day. We still haven't got him an answer, but he said, hey, you know, I used to be able to take care of my calves this way. Didn't need a vet. I just got these blocks. I got it done. And now it cost me a fortune. What the heck's the deal? That has nothing to do with Donald Trump, the story of the day. It's a way we can help. We had another one yesterday. It's escaping me right now. Oh, Daisy, North Dakota. That was the one. And we talked to the governor's office. Levi Bachmeyer, who is the policy advisor, whatever they call that position for Governor Burgum got back to us right away. I see nothing about a lack of an ability to drain a pond, but it appears things were a little bit chaotic there. Cody Schultz is the director of Homeland Security, and he had given an update to Levi Bachmeier and General Dorman on the situation there that, you know, it looked to me like they had a lot going on where emergency management was in Daisy all day yesterday, regular communication with the mayor. They're connected with all the resources they have. They brought pumps to the city to assist with pumping water from one area to another, working with an engineer to discuss opening a drain to move water out of the area. I don't know which drain that is, but also working with folks to get an emergency permit. Oh, maybe that's the one. They're working with the SWC regarding an emergency permit. There it is. I bet that's the one we're talking about. Just didn't say where. Didn't talk about this pond. I don't know what the SWC is. They probably should, and I'm sure you do. That'd be some kind of water commission or something? I don't know. I hate acronyms. I just hate them. But I understand why in government you have to use them. Otherwise, you'd never write an email that's less than 3 pages long. There's so many dang organizations. Not sure that's exactly a healthy thing, but it is. Anyway, so we got some answers for Daisy. I still don't have an answer on this permit or who's responsible, but I'll find out because they're working on it and on the scene. But we enjoy doing that, is what I'm saying. We enjoy helping you any way we can, and it can be about whatever. So take that to heart. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. I want to test you a moment here. I have a memory of the first time that I was, I'll use the word offended by Donald Trump. And it was more, oh, why would you say that, than it was necessarily offending me, okay? But it was, I kind of buckled at the knees when he said that his heroes didn't get captured when asked about John McCain. I've come to understand why he said it, because Donald Trump does not suffer fools well. Donald Trump is not afraid to take on his enemies. And very few Republicans, in a political sense, have the stomach to take on their enemies. Very few. That's why you'll notice the ones that do are wildly popular, usually, among the forgotten ones. Not country club Republicans, but real people Republicans, the ones sitting on tractors today and you know, following some cattle around out with a pickup. Folks working day in and day out. They appreciate the fact that a Republican will fight for what they believe in, right? But I have to say, and I didn't even know he said it because, as you know, I told you yesterday, I did not get to watch the entire speech. Usually I'll get the transcript, but I didn't even do that this time. Too busy out at the Bakken Rocks Cookfest. But I heard a little hubbub yesterday about the president saying GD. Say, we have this God of the universe, and when you think about all this great creation we have, it's probably not a good idea to offend the God of the universe by using his name as a swear word. But a lot of people do it. So, however, it does offend me. That genuinely offends me. Somebody's throwing around JC as a, JC, can you believe that? What a shot, JC. Oh, JC, where are they? They're late. GD. You know, I don't like it. Tell you a quick story. I was at the Mayo Clinic one time getting some blood drawn, and the tech use the word, you know, use the phrase JC over something. Maybe my veins were not working or something. But she dropped that. And I said, you know, I just prayed for you. She said, what? I said, I just prayed for you. Why, what? I said, well, you probably didn't know this, but, you know, when you say that, it really offends me. You're kidding. Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't even know what I was saying. I'm sorry. No, I said, no big deal. I just, I thought I'd tell you I don't usually say anything, but when I hear it, I just pray for the person. I learned that from my pastor. Because I was getting a little wrapped around my axle when I would hear people use the Lord's name in vain. I just would. And I, you know, like one time at a hockey game, somebody behind us was just going crazy. And at intermission, I pulled out a piece of paper, crumpled it up, folded it up, and wrote on the back of it, please do not take the Lord's name in vain while watching a hockey game. People around you are offended by it. Just left it there. but because I had to do something. But when I brought that up to Pastor Paul Dukeshirt, St. Anna Joachim, he is a good teacher. He just said, no, what I would do is just pray for him. Just pray for them. Don't even bother trying to say anything. Some people don't even know they're saying it or whatever. Don't, you know. But technically, that's something you even take to, I'm Catholic, so we go to a confessional to say, here's what I messed up on. And I've taken that to confession before when I screwed up. But that's, I don't use it unless I really slip up something terrible and just maybe sleep deprived, say something dumb, whatever. But my point is, Donald Trump finally said something that offended me. Now, did he mean to offend me? Am I a little too soft on this? I'm guessing he just got a little ramped up with the crowd and everything else. But that's what I wouldn't do. I got an email last night from a good friend in Texas who is his number one supporter in Dallas, Texas, on Facebook. And she said, I'm going to start taking a few of these things I put up before down because I don't want people to think I support that. You know, it is real with some folks. And look, I'm going to call it a mistake by the president, and I hope he recognizes not to do that anymore. Other than that, I don't think you got to dwell on it. But I think that's one area that let's be careful there. Am I being too sensitive about that? Don't be afraid to tell me I am. If you think, oh, come on, Scott, there's more important things to worry about in this world. Right there in the Ten Commandments, so I worry about it. I don't know. You tell me. 258-0550.
Want to make quality silage bales on a budget? Your local Northern Region New Holland dealer has what you need. The new RF450 Super Feed Round Baler from New Holland. It produces dense, heavy 4x5 bales, including silage bales with up to 80% moisture. It tackles large swaths at high speed, forms heavy bales with 7 floor rolls and a chain and slat system inside the rugged bale chamber. Visit your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today to learn more about the RF450 Super Feed Round Baler.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
For a few years, you've heard me talking about Every Day Made Better. I live it. In a hot spring spa from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Vince Webker, the owner, is here. So, Vince, I'm telling you, nobody should go through a winter like this without a hot tub, a sauna from Hot Spring Spas.
Well, nobody should go through life without a hot tub or a sauna. It actually makes you live better, possibly live longer. It corrects your wellness sins. You do things better by sitting in a hot tub or a sauna daily than you do without, because it does some stuff to the body that we could get into technically. But as I always say, it makes you physically better, mentally better, relationally better. To go through life without one, I think is tough, especially in the Western Hemisphere, where we're 25% more stressed out this year than we were last year, and it's just a way of life. And this thing is a true blue stress reliever.
And great financing right now. 60 months, no interest. 5 years, and you don't make your first payment for 6 months. Plus 12 months, no interest, no payments. That's another option. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, online at hotspringnb.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Neighbor calls for yelling, send them back. When has that ever happened other than the last time you remember anything about George Wallace?
Oh, my gosh. Joe Biden is so out of touch. It's unbelievable. First of all, Joe Biden's a Catholic, too, by the way, so he should be if he wants to criticize the president on anything, he could use the using the Lord's name in vain. Instead, he's changing what they said. Did you hear that? They're saying, send them back, send them back. I think it was send her back, wasn't it? Send her back. It wasn't send them back. And to say it's Wallace. The president didn't say it. I think that whole controversy is just ridiculous. But they will find anything, folks. They will absolutely 100% find anything they can. It's crazy. Now, you might be saying, well, so are you, Scott. You're doing it right now. You're talking about what he said with the you know, swearing. And the swearing, I think some of the swearing he did, he's getting whipped up with the crowd. It's not that big a deal. But GD or JC can never be a swear word. You can't go there. You can't. That offends me. And I want to know if you think that is, and I'm fully capable of being a big boy here and saying, okay, maybe I'm overreacting. I don't think I am, and I'm telling you I don't, because I see that in the Ten Commandments. Right there. So it doesn't, you know, blame Moses if you think I'm being a kind of a wimp by being offended. But I honestly want to know what you think. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Couple of answers from our listeners. Sean sends a note, says SWC is State Water Commission. Thank you, Sean. So if the State Water Commission is holding up a permit for Daisy, North Dakota, when people have water in their basements, somebody has some splaining to do. Yesterday, we were surmising it might be Game and Fish or, you know, whatever. I don't know, but fix it. Fix it. Texter says, did we hear Nancy denounce her comment about make America white again? I don't think I did. I don't think I heard that. I'm waiting for that. Another texter says, one of the worst songs I've heard on radio is Johnny Cash caterwauling Solitary Man. Those music critics, Beavis and Butthead, would agree with him. Guess that's a random thought, but we're asking what's on your mind, and that technically is, it's what's on your mind. Here's another. Trump is gaining the upper hand politically over Pelosi. This will be more evident after the rally. If this were a WWE match, Pelosi would be screaming, I've had it, ref. Ring the bell. I love it. Hey, D, we better find Solitary Man and use that for bumper music at some point today. Some point today we'll do that. One more text. When lying Donald said about McCain not being a hero because he got caught, you said more than, why did he say that? You said Trump is through. Stick a fork in him. I heard you say it right on your show, on this show. I might have. Because at that time, if you recall, you couldn't say that. You couldn't say about a hero who was a POW in the Vietnam War, he's not a hero, he got captured. You couldn't and survive politically. But Donald Trump's that good. I'm not disowning my comments. I'm not. Robert Lee in Peck City, what's on your mind?
I have a whole lot of things actually on my mind, but the squad, they're driving me crazy. How do they get so much? How can they be revered by the media and think that they're right?
Well, the media is Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, AOC, Omar, the squad. The way they get up every morning and look at the world and think is exactly the same. So that's why they have an ideological bias that you can't remove. It'd be like saying, Scott, take the Catholic out of you, take the conservative out of you, take the the all things fighting Sioux I love, take that out of me. You can't.
Yeah, you know to tell you a little bit of background, I retired. I started traveling about 8 years ago. I didn't really travel for them because I worked and paid taxes 53 years. But I've been in quite a few countries, and, you know, we all know, and I know you're just in Norway. Well, Norway's a pretty sophisticated country, but most of them are what Trump called them. They're poop holes. And with this black caucus and how they keep pushing, I don't know why they don't just look a little bit at back at history. Look at what Africa is. In fact, when Scott, is the last time you ever bought something that was labeled made in Africa?
Yeah, I don't recall. I hear you. I couldn't agree with you anymore.
Why do we want that here?
That's why I say what he says and how he says it. Up until, using the Lord's name in vain at the event, which I think he would take back in a nanosecond. I'll bet at some point he's going to say something about that. I really would. But because that does genuinely offend me. But up to that, I agree. This stuff needs to be said. And by the way, he isn't saying anything that isn't being said in Pick City, by the lake. Right? I mean, or on the lake or whatever. He isn't saying anything different. He's speaking for the people. This guy is the voice of the forgotten man. Here's a little advice, though, I have for you, Robert. Okay?
Okay.
I would suggest that you take that frustration you feel about how can the media continue to revere these, four women who hate America and everything we stand for based on their actions and their words, channel it into helping Republicans, and there's a lot of Republicans in North Dakota that don't get Donald Trump. They're scared of his shadow. It's not our congressional delegation, thank you very much, but it is others. And most importantly, Republicans from anywhere else, channel it to having them understand why you love Donald Trump, why you will support him through thick and thin, because he recognizes what's wrong with this country. That's what we got to do, because ask yourself this question today and this Friday. Let's take the optimism, glasses half full comment. Imagine what Donald Trump accomplishes if Republicans aren't in a corner somewhere shaking over what he's going to say next, and instead partnering with the guy and getting something done.
Oh, I know. And, I try on social media. I'm banned on Twitter. Now I just got stopped. They wouldn't post something. I made a comment yesterday on Facebook about I use ragheads in it, and it was banned on Facebook. But anyways, I had one other thing I wanted to give you. This was actually why I called. Is it for Sanders lemonade? Sanders lemonade is free lemons, free sugar. That's the Sanders lemonade.
Is that right? All right. Well, good. That sounds like a good summertime thing to try out, Robert. Thank you very much.
Okay,
appreciate
one other
it.
Thing. Only
yes, sir.
One, okay? Johnny right. Cash. Johnny Cash, I just heard a caller mention something about Johnny Cash. Well, Johnny Cash is a fantastic, fantastic singer and fantastic person, period. But, I love in one of his songs when he talked about you keep your, and I can't get it, I don't have it right, but that we keep our diction. You practice your diction and you keep your politics out of it. We need more entertainers like that.
Yeah, interesting. No kidding. He could give a lesson to Hollywood, too, right?
Whoa.
And Nashville and everything else. I met Johnny Cash, June Carter, too, one time in Huron, South Dakota. I'll never forget it. That was a nice little item for the bucket list there. Robert Lee in Pick City, thank you. Hang on, folks. Jacob in Fargo, Tony in Garrison, and another Pick City caller? Like, we're number one with a bullet in Pick City. Everybody in the town is listening to us. This is What's on Your Mind, brought to you today by Pipers. Don't go away.
What's it like to live the good life in Watford City? We're asking Karen George.
It's not every day somebody buys a house. And buying a house is a big deal and a big decision. And when you can help someone who came from nothing, who didn't have great credit, and now they've got great jobs and they're making great money, and you can help them see that, look, you could actually have the American dream. You could own a home. That's a big deal. That's a big deal. And it's so good to be part of that.
Learn more at voicesofwatford.com.
As a working adult, you know the value of a dollar, and you expect quality for your money. Now is a great time for you to further your education, and the University of Mary offers education for the working adult with flexible learning options that are competitively priced. You'll be supported throughout your program by a world-class faculty committed to your success. A world-class education at an affordable price. Discover the University of Mary difference at umary.edu/online.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We're having a heat wave in the lower 48, as at least two-thirds of the country will be feeling it right through the weekend. The lead forecaster with the National Weather Service, Bob Orovic, says...
So I'd say the worst day is probably going to be Saturday. Along with the high temperatures, there's going to be pretty high levels of humidity, and the combination is going to be producing some very high heat indices. And we do anticipate the heat indices to be anywhere from 105 to 110 degrees across those areas.
The war of words not stopping between President Trump and Minnesota Congresswoman Democrat Ilhan Omar. Trump blasting the media today for covering what he called a tiny staged crowd as they greeted foul-mouthed Omar. Omar arrived at an airport in Minneapolis last night, greeted by supporters after at a rally on Wednesday for Trump. They were chanting, "Send her back," when he mentioned her. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn for Amp Fest 19. Amp Fest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, or for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, if that's you, head to the Trump Doral Hotel on October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headliner speakers at Amp Fest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of the Turning Point USA, Brandon Straka of the Walkaway Movement, and of course, yours truly, Wade Allyn Root. I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. Amp Fest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump Social, and prayer breakfast hosted by Alveda King. To register for Amp Fest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
That's how good Todd is. He listens for me.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine.
He knew we were supposed to play Johnny Cash, because I promised it, didn't I? I told him we nothing but Johnny Cash music the rest of the day. We had the comment was about Solitary Man, but you can't find a Johnny Cash Solitary Man, right? Just Neil Diamond.
Well, still looking, but Neil Diamond Solitary Man, a different song, though, I'm sure. I got to intro Johnny Cash in 96 at the Ohio State Fair. It was like,
you met him too.
Bucket list, yes.
Wow, I didn't meet him.
Completely bucket list, dude. It was awesome.
I didn't introduce him, but I went backstage and got on the bus with him and June Carter Cash. I handed him a cowboy hat. So, funny story I'll tell you sometime. I don't want to start on stories because
you handed Johnny Cash a cowboy hat.
I did, yep.
Wow.
Is there an Alpena, South Dakota? It's Alpena, right? Or not Alpena? I can't remember. I think it's Alpena, South Dakota. They had a company there that made hats, and they made him one, and we delivered it to him and presented it to him on behalf of a South Dakota-made, you know, company.
Oh, my God!
Yeah, June Carter Kay's like, June, come up here and meet this boy, you know?
That's outstanding.
The only bad part of it, I'll just tell you the short version of the story. Huron, South Dakota, South Dakota State Fair. I do this literally seconds before Johnny Cash is supposed to take the stage on the bus. They bring him off. He's coming off the bus and going up the stage while I'm walking in front of the stage, right? And so okay. I'm in front of the stage, and at that moment, my cowboy boots, yes, I have them, cowboy boots got stuck in the mud. So now I'm balancing, trying to get the other boot back on. And the very time Johnny Cash points at me from the stage and says, "I want to thank my good friend Chuck for that cowboy hat. Wow, look at this baby. I put it on him." So, yeah. He knew me so well, he called me Chuck. It was beautiful. It was fabulous. But
I do have Solitary Man coming on. No wonder I didn't have it. It came out in 2000.
Okay,
brand new Johnny Cash, but
it's coming up, folks. What's on your mind is brought to you by MyPillow, the greatest pillow on the planet Earth. There's just no two ways about it. And right now they have a great special, two. That's right, two MyPillows for the price that is the lowest ever offered on radio or TV, $69.98. Pretty incredible. Pretty incredible. That's right, $69.98. Okay? So here's what you do if you want it. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-526-9028. We will be giving them away. I said we will be giving them away at the North Dakota State Fair. You just got to find me, or you got to find Todd. I'll be there Monday through Wednesday, Dakota Talent Stage during the show. Todd will be there Thursday and Friday. Now, you just don't give something out and not get something in return. Sort of like Habitat for Humanity, right? They give you a house, but then you have to volunteer, and you have to pay a mortgage that you can afford. Same thing. That's a good way to do charity. Teaches somebody, right? The whole fish for food, or teach them to fish for life. Anyway, you tell us about somebody where you live that's doing incredible things for others, has that Be the Buffalo Spirit, just gets into the storm rather than run away from the storm. And I got a couple yesterday, Montreal County, and a partial volunteer, which is pretty neat. Montreal County Soil Conservation Board, I guess. Anyway, we are using the MyPillows to get more of North Dakota to help celebrate people that have the Be the Buffalo Spirit and literally go into the storm. So you can also nominate somebody by phone, 855-200-1776 on the Oasis Petroleum Be the Buffalo Hotline. Jacob in Fargo, what's on your mind?
Hey, so a quick little comment. Dustin, you were talking about the Ohio State Fair. Around that same time, 96, 97, I sang God Bless Texas at their Ohio State Fair when they were doing their little karaoke thing in front of about 100,000 people.
Yeah, Todd's was Iowa, I think you said, didn't you? Or did you say Ohio? Maybe my ears have too much wax in them. Anyway, Jacob, what's on your mind?
So I met you at Jersey Mike's when you were doing the boot giveaway. Disabled vet, did 15 years in the service, 3 years in Special Forces. I was a state delegate for North Dakota in 2016. And one of the things that I've kind of been noticing is, how do we have so many anti-American, anti-patriot people, minorities coming to this country claiming that our values are not American values when their values aren't American values? How does that even happen?
Well, I think it depends on who's coming. Now, you said so many, and I agree that one is too many. So I don't know the number. I know people that have immigrated here and love America. I Judge Ralph Erickson once asked me to speak at a citizen. What do they call it? The naturalization where they actually receive their citizenship, right? And the final step. And man, it has a lump in your throat. And the people I talk to there, have tears in their eyes when they talk about America. You know, it's sort of like the stories you hear from, ancestors, family members that left Norway to come here and homestead, didn't know, okay, North Dakota winter, where am I going to go there? I can't go Watford City because of the river, or I'll go over here. You know, I mean, that. They loved America because it was promised. They loved where they left, and they loved America.
Well, now they're coming in and they're assimilating. These
exactly
ones are coming
right.
in and assimilating. They're coming in and telling us that our values and what we built this country on are not American values, when that is American values. Those are our values.
Could not agree with you more. And that's why I don't think it is racist. I don't think it is mean. I don't think it's anything other than brilliant when somebody comes in and you say, you know what? You'll have your best chance at success if you speak the English language. Norwegians have figured this out, by the way, because one of their juggernauts over there that keeps that treasury flush is tourism. And yeah. I didn't find a Norwegian that didn't speak good enough English for me to have a full conversation with them. Right?
Well,
smart move. They want to make sure people there feel, okay, here, I can tell. I'm saying English makes sense wherever you are on the planet. Right?
Yeah,
why do pilots speak it? Yeah. Why do pilots speak it? So it makes good sense. So I think you just say, look, you got to learn the language. And test is the wrong word, but look, if you're coming here to realize the American dream, which is why you should come here, it's the greatest country on the face of the earth, fantastic. We're going to help you do that better. But if we have any indication from your background or whatever that you're coming here to change America, if you're coming here to denigrate America, if you're to come here to harm America, sorry, doors closed.
Well, my thing with Ilhan Omar is, so we're all from Fargo. We understand what happened at NDSU with her and fraudulently claiming tuition assistance and stuff like that.
I didn't know that.
You didn't know that? Wow. So when she was at NDSU, she was living in Moorhead. She was claiming tuition assistance from both North Dakota and Minnesota. And she was married to her brother, technically, but
that I've heard.
She was living with the other guy who is the father of her children. And now some of the media is starting to get onto that, even though we've been saying it for years. And she's coming over. She's friends with Linda Sarsour, who is a terrorist supporter, anti-American. And she is supporting her policies to make America more accepting of terrorists, radical Islamists, etc. Not all Islamists are radical, but she is supporting ones that are, and then claiming that we have anti-American values when we say, whoa, hold up here. We don't agree with those values. We don't agree with those kinds of religious beliefs affecting our government.
Have you seen
church and state?
Have you seen the Powerline blog?
I haven't.
Yeah, go to Powerline blog. Tucker Carlson had a guy on last night, Scott Johnson. I know him. He's from the Twin Cities. He's an attorney with TCF down there, and we've had him on the program over the years. He's really, really good. He has been collaborating with an individual that has done a ton of research. I mean, like what journalists are supposed to do, right?
I saw that on Tucker Carlson last night.
Yeah, on Ilhan Omar. And I'd known about the brother thing for a while. I didn't know about some of the other things he mentioned. I didn't know about the tuition assistance. But she doesn't answer any questions about it. Even the Minneapolis Star Tribune, which is nothing short of, you know, TASS Media Service, for crying out loud, and loves every Democrat, they have been critical of her not being more forthcoming in answering questions about this.
Yeah.
So this is what the media should be talking about. You're exactly right, Jacob. Check out powerlineblog.com. I'll link it on my Facebook page here, too. You got to read it. It's long. It's good. It's information. And they said last night 80% chance that she did marry her brother. And it wasn't, I don't believe, to have a relationship with her brother in a marriage kind of way. It was to be fraudulently able to come to the United States and use it. So and while she did it, she was also married to somebody else. She said it was her religion. And she could do it any way she want, but the marriage license was signed by a Christian minister.
Yep. So I got one more quick little comment. I was on the air with Mark Levin last night when he was doing his show. Mark Levin was talking about the 9/11 vets or 9/11 casualty bill and how it doesn't have an expiration date for 73 years, and there's no monetary value in the bill, and you can't even review it. It's past review as soon as it gets passed. And I called in and I talked to him and I said, you know, those people were attacked by terrorists in our country and they are victims. They should have all the treatment and all the care that they need. And he was saying to me, he's like, well, what about 100 years from now? I said, well, the bill only lasts 73. So in 73 years, if there's still somebody who has injuries and problems related to that terrorist attack, then yeah, they should be getting treatment. And he goes, well, we don't even do that for our vets. And I was like, I'm a disabled vet. I know we don't do that for our vets. We should be doing that for our vets. Our vets should get all the care they need, too. Dental, health, vision, you name it. Whatever we need to do to take care of our people who sacrificed for this country, who sacrificed for our freedom, who sacrificed for Islamists' freedom, Somalis' freedom, Iraqis' freedom, Afghanis' freedom. All these immigrants that are coming here, they need to remember we all went and fought for them.
And man, you are a patriot.
Taken care of for it.
You're a patriot. Did you win him over on the argument at all?
Yeah, I did a little bit. Mark
good, good, good.
Tell me, he was like, well, yeah. He goes, I never even thought of it that way. He goes, yeah, we should be doing that for everybody.
That's pretty good. I got to find that call. We, of course, know Mark. Mark's a gem of a guy. He is just
he's awesome.
He's got a big heart, too. He sounds like a cranky, uncle in the attic, but he is a good-hearted soul. He really is. Jacob, hang on a second. I want to get your last name, and we're going to get you a MyPillow because you brought it today. You call any time, we'll put you to the front of the line. God bless our vets, disabled vets. Appreciate it so much. Larry in Pick City, I'm going to give you the last minute before the break here. Go ahead. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good morning. Say the Democrats and the screw-loose media keep demanding that Donald Trump show more respect towards these poor ladies. You know, in my book, you earn respect, you don't demand it. Donald Trump has earned my respect because of his actions, not his talk. They do a lot of talking and very little action, those poor women, and that's all I have to say.
That's plenty, Larry. It's well said. Thanks for that very much. Number one with a bullet in Pick City, Todd. That's us. More Johnny Cash bumper music. On the way, we are going to catch up with Wendy Pank from Enbridge, J.D. DeMore from Oasis Petroleum. He was the cooker yesterday, and you should have seen the pork loin he had going. He's going to give you the secret for the pork loin. Plus Fred Fox from the MHA Nation on Big Day yesterday in Van Hook. More coming up. What's on your mind?
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Hello, I'm Jim. I'm NDFlagpoleGuy.com. Spring 2019 brings a new opportunity to shine a light on liberty. We install American-made flagpoles, flags that honor veterans, and all American-made flagpole accessories. We are out to make sure every business in North Dakota and the surrounding area has a flagpole. Check out our website at ndflagpoleguy.com for anything you need, or call me, 701-571-FLAG. And thank you.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through your health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You'd allocate it for 3, 4, 5 years and come back and reassess it. That's a responsible way to budget. But to have an open-ended thing that goes to 2092, really? We're going to have a spending bill that says you spend whatever you want until 2092. It doesn't matter how good the cause is. It's irresponsible.
But that died too.
What died too? This is so funny.
It's the Neil Diamond song.
It is. Let's listen to the six with Johnny Cash. We're doing
stay and we'll play games behind
Johnny Cash and Tom Petty.
I'll be what I am, a solitary man. Solitary man.
I honestly never know he redid this.
Well, thanks to the caller, we know, and that's why we did the Johnny Cash Bumper Friday on What's on Your Mind Today. It sounds like he's not really thrilled with doing it to me. He doesn't really have
he
to
was,
Johnny
he was
Cash
a little
heart
older,
into it.
But, you know, if we're going to play Johnny Cash, you have to play this one.
I walked through a county courthouse square.
Oh, my.
On a park bench, an old man.
Remember this?
There.
Very well.
I said, your old courthouse is kind of run down. He said, no, it'll do for our little town. I said, your old flagpole is leaned a little bit, and that's a ragged old flag you got hanging on it. He said, have a seat. And I sat down. Is this the first time you've been to our little town? I said, I think it is. He said, I don't like to brag, but we're kind of proud of that ragged old flag.
The best.
You
best,
see,
the best.
We got a little hole in that flag there.
When Isn't
Washington
he something?
Took it across the Delaware.
The master.
We're going to play that whole thing one day when we have time, because that is such a classic. It gives me goosebumps. Johnny Cash, ladies and gentlemen, right there. Hey, Piper's auction at the Auction Center of North America out in Steele, North Dakota, went very good. I cruised through Steele last night coming from Van Hook about, I don't know, 10 o'clock, wheeled in there, and they said biggest auction they've ever had at that location. I mean, there were probably darn near 1,000 folks out there just having a grand old time, and a lot of great deals for folks, so thanks for participating. That's lots of fun. Remember, I've been to Bowman, but I'm going back Friday, September 20th for the Western Dakota Ag and Construction Equipment Auction in Bowman, North Dakota. So, Jim, Andy, Kevin, I'm coming for you. I'll be back there for sure. Looking forward to it. Brought to you in part today by GoWireLine.com. And remember, you call, they go. Simple as that. Folks with 200 years of combined experience in the wireline industry. GoWireLine.com, great place to work. Check out the careers, too. All right, Wendy Pank from Enbridge had a really good little dessert going yesterday that was phenomenal. If I come back and talk about how great the food was today, you're going to be like, oh, come on already. Come on already. We can't go have it now. But this will give you some ideas on how maybe you could do a few of these things where you go. So, Wendy, Pank, how's the Cook Fest going? Tell us.
We're having a blast out here. It's a beautiful day.
Now, you have a barbecue grill, but you have pound cake, marshmallows, and strawberries. Tell me what you guys are serving up.
Yeah, we have actually a kebab that's grilled, and it's awesome. We grill those three ingredients you said, and then we drizzle chocolate on it, and it's been a big hit out here today.
And we're doing this basically to torture people that didn't come to the Cook Fest, because you're going to have to wait till next year to have this kind of food, but it's just kind of fun to see what everybody does. They have a good time. You guys hand out these great frisbees that talk about 811, call before you dig, which is, of course, something that Enbridge is partnering with and always very, very important, right?
Yeah, the ND1 call program, which encourages people to do to call 811 anytime they're going to do any type of excavation, is really important to us to make sure that none of our infrastructure is damaged when people are doing projects.
And that's meaning call before you dig, you know, like if you're going to put a post hole in a fence, if you're going to put a tree in, whatever, right?
Yep, anything, because some of our infrastructure is not even 2 feet below ground, so we want to make sure you're safe, whether it's in your backyard or you're an electric company doing a major project, because any of those things can hurt our infrastructure.
Despite the fact that pipelines transport transportation fuels safer than any other way of getting them, you know, a truck versus a train or whatever, it remains kind of a point of contention among activists, right, among people that don't run fossil fuels. How do you convey the message about just how many pipelines are already below us and how safe they really are? Is there an easy way to do that?
I think you just need to look at the track record. You know, there's very few accidents with pipelines versus when you look at rail and you look at our semis that are hauling it. Pipelines are the safest way to get the oil to where it needs to be. And let's face it, in today's world, we need that oil. We use it every day of our lives in all sorts of ways. So we're trying to do something for our country in the safest way possible and make sure that no infrastructure is hurt, that no people are hurt, and that our environment isn't hurt.
I don't expect you to know this answer, but I'm curious. How much do you think gas would be at the pump if there were no pipelines?
It would definitely be much higher, because pipelines are the cheapest way to transport our petroleum.
Yeah, so whenever you hear somebody arguing against the pipeline, which again is safe, ask them that question. Okay, if I go along with your side, what am I going to pay for gas? Because trucks are more expensive, trains are more expensive. I mean, that's just a common deal. But you guys marshal on and proud of your safety record and just keep having that conversation with people at events like this at Cook Fest, Wendy? Is that the best way to do this?
Yeah, it is. Just to keep educating people about, you know, we can transport it safely, and continually we're improving the way the oil is actually burned so that it hurts our environment less. And frankly, I'm an environmentalist, and I work for a pipeline company. I'm proud of what we do. I know we need the energy that we supply, and I think it can be done in a safe manner.
Anything else you want to tell our listeners?
Well, you next year come out to Cookfest because you missed a really great event out here at Van Hook, and just remember us and know that we do what we do in the safest way possible.
And thanks for the goodies. What do you call that? What's that dessert called?
Just a grilled dessert.
A grilled dessert, because it has a little s'more flavor to it, because it has the marshmallow on the grill, but the pound cake, the strawberry, the chocolate drizzle, it's very, very good. Thank you, Wendy.
Thank you.
Senator Kevin Cramer takes your calls in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Text welcome to first-time caller. Get some MyPillow this hour on What's on Your Mind.
Ethanol is very important to North Dakota agriculture, and it's important to Castleton, North Dakota. Morgan Fornes, superintendent of Central Cass Schools, tells us how important the Tharaldson ethanol plant is to Castleton and the region.
Well, we certainly couldn't have done what we needed and what happened here in the last 2 years without the ethanol plant. You know, not only are they a great, you know, tax-paying entity for the community, but the investment in creating a vibrant economy here locally in the city of Castleton and actually regionally with the agricultural community is second to none.
That tax base has expanded the school for 21st century learning, plus a beautiful new athletic facility. But the impacts are community-wide.
The businesses in any community is vital to the success of a community, and the ethanol plant is just a great example of that. Not only the economic power that they bring to the community, but job creation, tax-paying entity, everything along those lines.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.